From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning and welcome to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. My name is Chris Jags, host, producer, director and creator of the Learn, Develop, Live method. I want to help you identify that pain you have, that issue that's niggling you right now. Develop that incredible new habit to tackle it, and then, wait for it, you are going to be able to smash it right out of the park and out of your life and live it. Live your life on a higher, much higher level because you are set for greatness. We just need to get you back on that path. And of course, once we get yourself moving in that right direction, wow, you are going to be grateful that you believed in yourself enough and gave yourself that big chance to fulfill your full potential. Now, as you can see from the title, this is very much New Year, New You again. And I have to say, if you are motivated and focused, and well, if you know, you've been chasing some sort of dream for yourself, then this episode, it's just going to be a little bit of a pep talk. Little reminder to keep yourself moving forwards and keep on doing what you're doing. But if you are someone that is very much, yes, new year, new me, and then just gives up after a few weeks, some people even just a few days, then yes, this is all for you. So before we get into this, let's have that drop and let's begin.
You're listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with Chris Jags. Stay tuned for more motivation to get you going.
Here we go again. So, January the 1st is once again upon us. And we all know what that means for some people out there. Yes, New Year's resolutions. Some people make them, some don't. Some stick to them, but most people just quit. Every New Year's Eve, millions of people around the globe celebrate with the hope that next year will be better than the last. And to be honest, based on 2020, could it actually get any worse? Well, this is no different for any other previous year we've had with people making resolutions for the new year. A recent American survey revealed that 141.1 million American adults, or 55% of the all-American adult population, think that following through on their New Year's resolution is well within the cards. And hey, at least they made resolutions. Almost 26% of American adults are rolling into 2021 without any sort of personal goals set on their calendar. So sticking with the number game here, it's estimated that 189 million American adults, 74% of the population, say they're determined to learn something new, make a lifestyle change, or set a personal goal in an effort to better themselves in 2021. And that is a 15% increase from the previous year. And the top six categories that keep us on this holiday tradition relate to money, health, career, self-improvement, family, and love. On the flip side of that, if you've ever been to the gym in the first week of January, you've witnessed the great migration of resolutioners. What follows that is when you've probably seen that the crowd thins out by mid-February. There are countless memes that I see across social media in the first 6 weeks of each year. Regular gym goers have their church, their spiritual home, the gym, invaded by people who are going to change their life, who then stop going. Now back to that survey, it's estimated that 23 million Americans, or 12% of all Americans with resolutions, don't believe that meeting their resolution is actually within reach. Compare that to 141 million optimists, or 75% of all Americans with resolutions, who feel that next year's resolution, that's well in the bag. Sitting somewhere in the middle of the resolution completion is nearly 25 million Americans, about 13% of the adults with resolutions of the population who think it's possible. The time we reach February, around 80% of all those New Year's resolutions have failed. And the reasons for this include the usual selector of don't have the willpower, I must blame it on forgetting, being too lazy, or just some other reason. Now looking back at the recent survey, the most common reason for other was actually COVID, and that was from 22% of the people that took part in the survey. As you know, I'm a very big believer in people pushing themselves to unlock their true potential and just not procrastinate on the sofa, eating a nice big fat bag of chips. Everyone has greatness inside of them. Yes, even you. Don't doubt yourself. Everyone has a reason and a purpose. But the problem that so many people have is knowing exactly what it is. What is the why for them? And so many people never find this out because it just seems like a bit too much of hard work. Then, well, their intended adventure never actually gets started. It's actually quite sad, really. Even my journey with personal development and trying to help others. Well, that kind of only really started after 18 years in retail. Yes, it's like a life sentence, I know. Now, one of the biggest problems people fail with whatever goal they set is the goal is just too big. If you want to quit smoking, this is going to take some time. It's not going to happen overnight. And going cold turkey, as they say, could be the biggest fail of the whole process. It's just too much, too soon. Maybe plan out in a process. I mean, you have 365 days of a brand new year, so the process could well be staggered. The truth is that nobody really wants to accomplish more than just a few goals. But outside influences like social pressure make us keep reaching far beyond what's actually within our bandwidth. You could try another approach. Why not set just 3 goals for 2021? And to achieve them, try to limit your daily objectives to 1 to 5 things as well. So the question is, why would this work better for you? Well, doing less accomplishes more. You know the saying, less is more. When your goals are all spread out across different areas of your life, you simply do not have enough time or energy to reach them all. You half-heartedly accomplish a few, but the momentum doesn't pick up because you're not making real progress. And this is where radical reinvention can shock the system. Now you can change one life piece at a time. Anything less thrusts you far from your comfort zone. You start to panic. You could call this adjustment shock. Anything new, no matter how good, is uncomfortable until it becomes familiar. That is why we have to lean into new ambitions slowly until they become a natural part of your everyday life. Did you know it takes on average 21 days of doing something every single day for it to actually become a part of your everyday routine? That is the part where you're getting familiar with something new. The next step really is that you'll figure out what you really care about. Despite what culture you really believe in, you're not here to be everything. You do not have to master every aspect of your life. And feeling pressure to even pretend that you want to be is robbing you of your energy to affect change where it really matters. Get crystal clear on exactly what you want and what you care about. That passion will help motivate you in the months to come. And that brings us to that your goals need a hint of realism. A list of huge goals that are so far off where you want right now seems very intimidating. 3 goals, even if they're big ones. Let's be more realistic. I mean, you can always make adjustments. Your 2021 goals might be accomplished by March. That is a totally possible thing to happen. It's not that you're only aspiring to do 3 things in total that year. It's that you're focusing on these 3 things until you've mastered them. And then you can move on to the next thing. It's also important to remember that growth is not an isolated event. When you improve one part of your life, it tends to touch everything else. When you raise your standards in one way, everything else will have to raise to meet it. Growth is interesting in that way. Often, what we do is focus completely on changing one thing, and then we create a cripple effect. And what you actually see is that we are naturally motivated to change other things too. Choosing less than a handful of goals for the new year doesn't mean you're diluting your ambition. In fact, quite the opposite. You're getting yourself focused and crystal clear on what you want to do, and you're funneling your energy towards creating and lasting the real impact. The best plan you can actually have is to start small. Have a few goals, conquer them, master them, and then just get really good at them. You can always give yourself a few goals come mid of the year. Why not? It's your life, your rules, own it, and make something of it. The real truth is, if there is something that you want to change, you shouldn't have to wait until the 1st of January to get started or begin something on a Monday because it's the start of the new week. The right time is right now. Whatever time of day, start today. Stick to what you want to achieve and a year from now, guarantee you'll be thanking yourself that you even got started. My own resolution when I started, well, before I even started 2021, and that was just to read more. I don't read enough and that needs to change. You can watch all the videos and listen to all the podcasts about personal development, but reading. You can learn so much from books, but the whole reading thing for me didn't exist. So I plan on spending some time each day just to do that. Even if you read a chapter a day, if that book is 30 chapters or so, that would be one book a month. Come into the year, potentially you've read 12 books. And for me, that'd be 12 more books than I have last year. Right then, that is me done for this week. 2021 has now arrived, and this is the best time for you to start to make a change. Stop procrastinating. Stop just sitting there. Stop ignoring whatever problem you have. Eliminate the pain. Start to make the change. You only have one life, so at least enjoy it while you're here. And of course, I would love to work with you. If you would like someone to hold you accountable for all your new actions, help you keep on track and really make a change in your life for the better, come and book your slot over on my calendar. It's in the usual slot, ldlcall.com, and I'll be waiting to talk to you. Remember, the time is now. Start your journey to level up today. It's your life. Get moving. Book your slot on the Learn, Develop, Live calendar at ldlcall.com and let's speak soon. The time for change is now. The time for you is right now.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time. Join the motivation. 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 Motivation.